So what is the purpose of the Akashic Records? First and foremost, it's to keep track of and assist with each individual soul's personal growth and transformation. It is another level of getting to our subconscious. What's down, hidden, if you will, the Akashic Records are holding that field, that knowledge for us to access also, and to transform. So it's not just about finding out, well, what is it? It's about, and I think you kind of alluded to this, it's when we're in the records, when we're actually working with each other or yourselves, it's about an energetic shift. It's about moving the energy so that there's a new perspective, there's a new place that you end up, that or that you arrive at in order to have a transformation. So we can, in essence, rewrite our records. So if we can go back and have a better understanding of what happened, let's say, in childhood, and you got a truth versus your perspective on a matter, then you can shift. Then it rewrites what was there before, because I now no longer have the same misperception, misunderstanding, or I've just got a new one now. Either way, you can go either way. And now it's rewritten. You know, some kid's cutting you off on the road, driving by, and you know, you could be like, what a jerk. But let's say we got a deeper understanding and just found out his mom's in the emergency room, just got in an accident. Your whole, everything changes about, oh my gosh, let him get past. I hope everything's okay. And you're sending him blessings. So it's that kind of thing that we can get, all these shifts taking place. We can identify past lives, urges that we have now, personal urges and desires, things that are influencing us, talents, conflicting emotions and unresolved issues, especially those that we are not aware of. We can also come to the records with patterns. What are repeating patterns? What's behind them? What do I need to know to change and shift that? They can give us understanding as to these old patterns. And the interesting thing is, not all patterns are no longer serving us. So even health. I want to get rid of this, or I want to be, you know, feel better this way or that way. Well, that illness or dis-ease may still be serving a purpose. So it may not be time to let it go until which time we arrive somewhere and we've gotten something greater, which was planned or it's intended by the soul to get. So the intent, again, of the masters and teachers are to help us remember who we are, provide us insight, give us clarity, and opportunities to grow.